essay on the Terry. How did the Terry get its name? Do you know?
I have my opinion of it. An 1872 map of Augusta shows that exact region as an unincorporated part of Augusta, and it was owned by Verdery, a prominent family, an Augustan family, and it called on the map Verdery's Territory. And I think it was just shortened to Terry.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes awfully good sense.
Yeah.
But not everyone thinks of it as that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I haven't really heard any other good explanation.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Somerville, the old central part of the hill, and then behind Somerville was Elizabethtown, a black community.
Where would that be up here?
It's behind the country club.
Okay.
Area. And then there was Heckletown, which was on the other side of the arsenal, other side of Augusta College, behind St. Mary's Church. It's called Heckletown.
From Montesano, where would that be? That would be
behind. There are a few black houses still there, but if you go behind
McDowell, that's going to be.
Yeah,
McDowell.
Behind
right
McDowell,
McDowell
and behind Arsenal Avenue, just a little enclave in there. That's what's left of Heckletown.
Uh-huh.
And then there would be other sections of Harrisonville, Nellieville, other sections of Augusta.
Now, Nellieville would
then, be. Then, of course, Harrisburg is another big section.
Harrisburg. Nellieville would be out from
that would
the
be
Terry.
Next to the Terry, right,
yeah.
But it would be also black.
Yeah.
And it was incorporated later into Augusta. The Terry came in the 1870s, and Nellieville came in about 1911.
Before the Civil War, do you know where the free blacks lived?
They would live mostly around Springfield Village, which was an old, around where the Springfield Church is now, on Reynolds and about 12th Street. That was a separate black village at the time of the American Revolution, Springfield, the village of Springfield. And that church was there since 1785.
At Reynolds or at Telfair?
Reynolds.
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 Her.
Reynolds.